Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry, America's Life Coach, does love letters to Kelly coming up. And one of the letters we're going to be talking about is this question. I thought we'd throw it around a second. You're seeing a new guy. You've been with him for 2 or 3 weeks. And one of the first things he tells you or asks you to do is, hey, do you mind going on your Twitter and just blocking this particular person? Because it's a girl I used to date, and I know she's going to reach out to you and tell you terrible things about me.
Huh.
Do you block her?
Oh.
See, I have to.
Or do you want to know what she has to say?
If I was a younger person, I'd probably do whatever he said because I want to make my man happy. But when you get older, you're like, I am not inviting this drama into my life.
Right. Right.
And so I would just probably end that.
I like that. You want to see what's up. Yeah. Not because you believe her. You just want to see how bad it is.
No, I think Kelly was saying
I'm sad.
She'd leave the whole
relationship. I wouldn't even date him.
Oh, you wouldn't even date him.
To have a psycho ex who's always, it's just not worth it. The older you get, you're not willing to tolerate a lot of stuff. Because I had that happen to me.
You're
I had a guy.
Made it clear you're not willing to tolerate anything.
But this could
I'm not. But I had a guy. His ex-wife started emailing me and stuff, and she was telling me all these things. And he came to me and he said, "Look, she does this every time I date somebody new." I was like, "I'm sorry. I have a daughter, and I cannot be having crazy. I'm not inviting crazy into my life." So I just wouldn't see him anymore after that.
Yeah.
And you should have seen his little puppy dog face. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like, what?
Why would I sign up for that?
Yeah.
Well, because it says a lot about the person that dated.
Women
do. If he dated her, it says a lot about him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just I don't need some woman making my life a living hell. My life's enough of a hell on its own without somebody else adding to it.
Fair enough. We don't have to do that letter now. Now we know what Kelly's going to say. Love letters to Kelly is coming up. The Voice had their finale last night. The Voice, by the way, is the show that added more audience in 2013 than any other show.
Really?
It added 19% more audience.
It got the ones that have left Idol, probably.
Interestingly, Sal, American Idol is the show that lost the most audience. After losing in 2012, 25% of its audience.
There you go.
Jeez.
This year it lost from what was left 25% more.
So they keep losing a quarter.
So it has a half. I don't think it works out quite that way, but it's just over half the audience they had in 2011.
Wow.
And X Factor, just as bad, 17% down season to season. The Voice, obviously, it's on twice a week, and both of those episodes showed huge growth in the ratings for the whole year.
Good for them. Yeah.
So a really successful season, and they got to feel really great about the judge changes that they made and stuff.
It's a more fun show to watch to me. I mean, I don't know the drama about it. Something as simple as a chair turning around.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of cool. You know, are they going to turn around without seeing a person? I mean, they just got a different vibe to it to me.
Yep. And I was both annoyed and entertained by the finale last night.
Why?
I was annoyed because I was hoping that within the first hour they would get rid of one of the three. I don't watch this. I've never watched it till this year, so I didn't know the format. But they had three to the finals, and I thought, why not get rid of one now, an hour in, and then we can battle out with the two or whatever. Because it's already done. They're not singing to see who wins.
Right.
It's already done.
It's just
the audience voted. It's done. So why not tell us which, that one of them didn't win? They didn't do that until the last 3 minutes of this two-hour show.
Well, on purpose. I don't know. I didn't look it up this morning because I wanted to hear from your mouth.
But what we got in the meantime was good enough to keep me happy.
Church bells ringing on our wedding day.
This is Bruno Mars. He was like spot on. This was so good. This song's a hit too, I think.
Yeah.
Pressure. So you had Bruno Mars, and then you had Christina Aguilera and Pitbull perform. It was like the VMAs last night.
Reporting live from the tallest building in Tokyo. Long way from them hallways, filled with souls and old days. They counting always, real fast, all day. Now, baby, we can party.
And Christina is like 30 pounds lighter and looks better than she has in 10 years. I got a hook. And then we had Florida Georgia Line performing as well. Because The Voice thinks that a lot of that growth they've had this year is because of the preponderance of country music on there. Country's really hot right now. I'm really in the country right now.
I'm really in the country too right now.
So there's Nelly on the song along with the Florida Georgia Line.
Here you go. Bring it.
And then
Bring it.
Came Cher.
Then came Cher.
Oh. Cher performed?
This in was a last, huge deal.
In the last 15 minutes, the woman we have not seen on a stage that I haven't seen in 5 years.
She has been
Was she wearing that
MIA.
Weird 80s thought, thong thing where you wear the spandex?
I thought all she did these days was just sit on Twitter and retweet hateful tweets about her.
She was doing a webcast before she went on, a live webcast, so all of her fans were following her backstage. She was commenting, and then she finally came out and performed her new song.
And I don't know. I don't even know how to describe what Cher looked like except to say, if they had like the Miss, if there was a planet called Zorgon and they had the Miss Zorgon pageant, she won.
She looked like a weird
don't know how to take
space
that.
Woman.
Like a the hair. I mean, the look. It's
well,
kid
she's
TV.
Always
it's weird.
Yeah, but she's I mean, always done.
Oh
costumes.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
Yeah,
I thought it was great, and I thought she was great and in great form. Cher, I had to go Google it. She was born in 1946. You guys.
Wow.
That would be 67 years old. Listen to her. She's singing live. I mean, pushing 70, rocking the EDM out there.
Wow.
I'm going to be on tour with Skrillex.
If American Idol had a 70-year-old artist on there, it would be like,
67 years old. Yeah. When Idol puts a 67-year-old on, it's...
They wheel him out on a rascal or
right.
something.
Right. It's that guy that goes, this guy's in love with you. Yeah. That's who they give us.
Yeah.
You know, whoever that guy is.
Sinatra-sounding guy.
That guy, Burt Bacharach. That's who we get.
Yeah, that guy.
They had Frankie Valli.
Cher.
Finale.
Cher was every bit as relevant there as Christina Aguilera.
Bruno Mars or somebody, yeah.
It was crazy. That song's going to be a smash, I think. Woman's World from Cher.
I think you're being a little not.
Maybe I am,
it's
but...
It's Cher.
A little over the top.
You have to be getting bonus points just for getting up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll give a props for that, but...
So, Cher was the reason for this uncomfortable text exchange between me and a dude. Another guy.
You and a dude were texting about Cher?
You didn't diss Cher.
He's like,
straight
dude.
Straight
dude. You want to have a beer tomorrow night? I'm like, I think I can. Cool. What are you doing? I said, watching The Voice. He goes, me too. I said, cool. And then like 10 minutes later, Cher comes on. And he texts me and he goes, what do you think of Cher? I said, really good. He goes, Cher or Madonna?
Oh.
And I know what he means by that.
Because
it's a guy.
Who'd you rather?
I'm not saying like, which one's your favorite singer?
No.
Who'd you rather?
Cher or Madonna?
Yeah.
No. You have to.
There's a right answer
That's
for this.
That's what he meant. You have to.
There's a right answer for this.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a right answer.
Oh, yeah. There's a
is there?
There's a full-on right answer.
Obviously.
I know one is 10 years younger than the other one.
Right. And
maybe more. How old's Madonna?
51, 52, something like
That's
that.
That's it? So 15 years age difference.
Yeah, so there's a right answer for this one.
Cher?
And I don't know.
She's a legend.
You're
I
kidding.
I don't care. She's
Madonna's
a legend.
Madonna's a legend.
That's true.
Madonna's a freak.
Cher was with Sonny.
Oh, exactly. So I get it.
What?
Cher's not expecting much.
Exactly.
Madonna, it'd be too much pressure for him to be with Madonna.
Madonna was with Vanilla Ice.
That's exactly right. Madonna dated all these man toys. These, you know, these
Dennis
Adonises.
Rodman.
Exactly.
You know, like the guy
Madonna,
that.
No,
dude.
She dated Dennis Rodman.
Lourdes' dad is like this beefed up.
Carlos
dude.
Leon.
Yeah. So what? It's Madonna.
Cher
He's
with,
saying there's more pressure to perform
with
Madonna.
Sonny and Greg Allman.
You know, Cher's just going to lay there anyway. So
exactly.
He's got to show up. That's right,
Cher,
kid. I've got your back on that.
No, Cher would be so thankful and grateful she'd be weeping.
but you're used to that.
Yeah, Madonna. Madonna, I would probably walk past 8 guys in line.
I'd feel weird because Cher's voice is kind of deep. You know, like
Madonna's voice is deep.
Nah, she can.
And Madonna would be mean.
Madonna would be mean, and she'd preach to me all her Kabbalah crap in the
it's
middle of it.
It's still Madonna.
It's all good,
she'd
man.
Be like, keep trying. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear.
Have you seen Madonna's butt?
Yeah, she looks pretty
good.
And arms?
But Cher looked pretty good. I don't know what kind of nuclear spank she had on, but she looked pretty good.
No, still Madonna. I hope you answered to your boy.
He
and said
Cher.
No.
Wow, kid.
Okay, I did go with Madonna, but it was close.
Oh, you did go with Madonna.
Yeah,
good.
It was close.
All right. You
didn't have to think about that long, really.
Maybe for a minute. Wasn't ever going to happen.
I get it.
All right. So the three finalists on The Voice were the Swan Brothers,
Daniel
Bradbury, and Michelle Samuel. Michelle Samuel is the woman that's wearing the glasses.
Yeah.
And the woman that caused Usher to wear the glasses, inspired him to wear the glasses the whole season. And I have been trying my butt off to figure out what she has that people like.
She does have a good voice. She
I have yet to figure it out.
She's got some soul. Now, on Monday
right,
night...
Let me just ask you some questions about her, because she does have a wonderful voice. And I'm not
the, she's the
her.
Underdog,
but,
dude.
Okay. Is she sexy?
No.
No.
Okay. Is she warm? You know, like a warm person.
No, she kind of feels actually a little bit.
I don't get like, a warm feeling from her. No,
guarded a bit.
Yeah,
that's what I want to say about Carrie Underwood.
Is she like? Yeah, no, like when Carrie's I say warm, is she like eloquent in her compliments to people and
no.
like it, like makes you tear up when she talks about how grateful she is? No, it's just.
No, the show is called The Voice.
Is she awkward?
The feeling.
Is
very,
she awkward?
Very.
Extremely awkward. I think that she has this gift.
She's the underdog. It's
she's
the
a
underdog
great voice.
Thing.
She's not a star. She has a great voice.
Right.
She's just not a star. There's that missing element there.
What I said when I was watching Monday night, I said she would be great on Glee.
Yeah.
Yes.
To me.
How funny, because that's exactly what somebody else said to me.
I said she would be fantastic on Glee. Even acting, I think she'd be great on Glee. But
here she is singing one of my favorite songs. This is a song by the girl from the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox. Called Why. She might be the true embodiment of what The Voice is supposed to be, where they don't ever turn around and you never know what she looks like or performs like, because then she might win, because that voice is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that's not the way the world works. People can also see you. And seeing her just makes me uncomfortable. Like I'm like, oh, God, what's she going to do? Is she okay up there? Oh, God.
She looks
like a dad watching his daughter perform, and she's not quite ready.
She always looks nervous. She looks nervous.
Because she's nervous, and I'm nervous. Yeah. Then you have the Swan Brothers.
Yeah, buddy.
Who?
Good old country boys.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okie.
Yeah. It was not the music that I grew up with, so that might be, you know, make me prejudicial a little bit.
They harmonize real well.
There's a cheese factor with these two guys with their Anchorman hair and the one with the creepy eyes.
No. One's trying to look like Ryan Gosling a little bit.
But when you hear them, like I could picture them in a mid-size economy Vegas hotel showroom. You know, like at the Imperial.
I see them doing pretty well in country.
I see them doing well. You know. Yeah. You got the one brother that's singing lead on the piano all the time. He's great on the piano.
They're really good.
Really, really good.
It just, there's a cheesiness to it.
Right.
That, I don't know. So, look, these are just my opinions. You don't have to, just because it's different than yours, you know, doesn't make you wrong, doesn't make me right, doesn't make me wrong.
Oh, you're wrong, kid.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And then there's my girl.
Yeah. And then there's Danielle Bradbury?
Yeah.
Bradbury.
No.
I forget her last name.
That sounds right.
But I'm telling you, she's going to be a smash.
I'll tell you, it's Bradbury. Danielle Bradbury.
She's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. You want to go based on voice only. She's the one that's got the pipes.
I don't think so. I think you're going on voice only. I would have given it to Judith Hill or that other, the bigger girl.
Oh, yeah, nobody beats Judith. But
electing to go.
Yeah, so she's really good. So first out of the three was, I'm telling you now, so turn it off if you don't want to hear it.
First out?
First one out.
Okay.
But they did it in the last 3 minutes, and they just said, third place goes to the Swan Brothers.
Yeah, the bros.
The Swan Brothers are out.
Of the three, that was my favorite. Yeah.
Then it came time to announce the winner of The Voice.
Danielle Bradbury from Team Blake and Michelle Samuel from our new coach, Usher. Ladies, one of you is The Voice. Let's find out who it is. The winner of The Voice is Danielle Bradbury. Team Blake.
And it was
good for her.
It was great because they had this failed plan that after she wins The Voice, they put a mic in her hand within 30 seconds and said, okay, sing that last song you sang. And she's crying.
It's the worst thing they could do to a singer.
And I remember when this happened with Kelly Clarkson on Idol, and she sang A Moment Like This.
Mm-hmm. I think she got
it happens on Idol every season. Yeah. They give you a microphone. You can't even sing your song.
And it was really good, though, when she did it. You know, and all the confetti was coming down.
Yeah, yeah.
And she struggled, but she made it. Danielle didn't get through three lines and just stopped singing, and then somebody hugged her.
Yeah.
And so the backup singers are still going. It was like a karaoke bed in the background,
yeah,
and she's just hugging everybody.
That's how the Idol finale was this season, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But she said she was at a loss for words.
What do you think?
I don't even know right now. I'm so thankful. I don't even... I'm sorry. I'm speechless.
Well, congratulations. What an incredible season.
We always talk about how the winner of The Voice or any of these shows never does anything. I think if any of them have a shot, I think she could be a big star in country radio.
Remember, you and I were arguing about Judith Hill and her, because you thought, you really thought Judith would take
it. Judith should have gone to the
finals. And I just felt like the country crowd would come through for
her. Well, they did. They did. And let me just give you, like, I'm going to play, like, a little snippet of some of her performances, and you tell me if I told you, hey, this is you've been out of America for a year, and I say, oh, we have a hot new country star.
Yeah.
She's had all these number one songs. Here they are. Tell me if you would dispute it. That one did hit. There you go. I'll tell you something else that I think The Voice has done.
What?
Their production is so good and everything that they make average sound awesome.
Uh-huh.
And they make good sound great.
Musicians
and they make great sound off the charts. Because the money they spend on their production is insane. It's like up there, the budget is up there with like award shows.
Well, you got A-listers performing every show.
Current songs, the song choices are better.
They pay the licensing fee to use the current songs.
Yeah,
unlike Idol, who's like, and here's our winner. This guy's in love with you.
Georgia.
So, congratulations to Danielle Bradbury, the winner of The Voice.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're all hopping on a jet airplane this weekend, heading out to L.A. for family vacation.
Because
we're going to Hollywood. California,
we're going to Hollywood.
We're going to Hollywood.
We're doing the whole show from a Hollywood mansion next week.
Yeah.
And we'd like to give you some trips out to Hollywood, too. So make sure you're listening all next week. How much trouble can we get in the City of Stars? Wait, City of Angels, whatever it is.
Yeah.
City of Brotherhood.
Kelly, I sent you an email this morning. I went ahead and mapped out where all the Ross Dress for Lesses are.
I already beat you to it.
Because I know we're near Beverly Hills, and I know that that will drive you crazy if you don't know where Ross is. So.
I do want to go, even though I know I won't find anything, to some of those vintage stores.
Uh-huh.
I really like seeing stuff.
On Melrose? From,
whatever. Yeah. I mean, I just like old. I don't know why. I get a kick out of that.
Do you?
Yeah. But everything's going to be a size 2 because it's Hollywood, so I won't be able to buy anything.
Expensive still, right?
Maybe I can buy a purse.
I want to go to one of those places where you can rent an exotic car for like a day.
That's cool.
Justin Bieber's house?
It's really expensive, though, Al. It's stupid. We looked into it once.
It's like $600, $800 a day.
Yeah, just
it's stupid expensive.
Maybe I just drive it off the lot, drive around, test drive it. Yeah. Maybe I can do that.
Like if you wanted to rent a Bentley convertible,
uh-huh.
$1,200 a day.
Oh.
And you know how many miles you get?
What?
50.
That's it.
50 miles, and after that, it's like $10 a mile. Well, like $50
to,
a mile.
I just need to go post up at the club. That's all I need.
That's
to
all
do.
You need. That's to do.
Like post up at the club and just lean on the car.
If you can do that, then how about just give me a ride in it, you know, and drop me off?
Yeah, right.
Because you're an even bigger star if you're getting dropped off in a Bentley.
Yeah.
You show up driving a Bentley, you're just a driver. So there you go, Al. There's a way
all
around
right.
it.
All right.
What were we talking about?
LA.
Oh, yeah,
going
to LA. So we'll be doing the show there Monday through Friday next week.
Cool.
So make sure you're listening. Kid Craddock in the morning.
And I need to see our itinerary.
On Dish Nation as well.
We haven't received our itinerary
All right,
yet.
Well, that's not anything I do, so I don't know why.
Because I've got
You're constantly asking me for
There's
your...
There's no itinerary.
For your scheduling.
We just got to work.
Well, when are we working?
Monday through Friday.
Because I have things to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Are evenings free? Are evenings open?
Sure. Have fun.
See?
Y'all beating him down already. We ain't got there yet.
Well, you know not to ask me.
Because men don't care about schedules. Girls do.
No,
that's why you have women in your life.
What,
to keep
what have you got going on?
That's why a man gets a woman is to keep their crap straight.
Who showed up?
Cursed.
Who showed
almost
up at
cursed.
Dinner yesterday on practically
practically on time. And I appreciated it. I texted you to remind you
yes.
just
what
be
dinner?
On the safe side. I auction. Al pulled this stunt with me so many times, I pull it back on him. We auction ourselves off for charity.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So Kelly just said, hey, I want
so
you to
bad.
Come with me. So I showed up on time. That was my point. You know, I don't like schedules, but I did show up on time.
Okay. Or a little late. But that's okay. You showed up, and I was thrilled.
Once we're in L.A. for family vacation, just to show you that the show is going to do some different things, we'll be doing our new feature called Ask Us Anything.
Mm-mm.
And we have two competing themes here that we have to decide on.
What?
Before we get to the questions, okay? We have the theme made by our production department wizard, Greg.
Ask me anything.
You guys can
ask me anything.
You don't have to worry about offending us.
Ask me anything.
Okay. Now, that came just from us singing it on the air.
Yeah.
So we didn't do anything special for them off
good job.
Air.
Well, what he had to work
so,
with.
Yeah, that's what he had to work with.
Yeah, good job.
Shannon did the same thing. She took the same clips. Here's what she came up with.
Ask me anything.
You don't have to worry about offending us because you can
ask me anything.
Mm. You don't have to worry about offending us because you can
ask me anything.
You don't have to worry about offending us because you can. It's a bit redundant.
Well, hers is longer.
Yeah.
See, I'm torn because I hate reggae.
Yeah.
What's wrong with reggae?
I'll Tumble For You is about my second least favorite Culture Club song. The first
second,
being
second
Karma Chameleon.
Least favorite.
I hate Karma Chameleon.
I, too, hate Karma Chameleon.
And then I'll Tumble For You might be the second least favorite.
It's Karma Chameleon?
Yeah.
What do you think it was?
Karma, Karma, Karma,
oh,
Karma.
Oh, I thought it was Come On.
Come On, Chameleon.
Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On, Come On, Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon.
I've been singing it wrong the whole time.
I thought it was like a punctuation song.
Yeah.
Karma, 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 Karma.
I'm with you. I hate that Tumble For You.
What do you like, then? Do you really want to hurt me? You like that song?
Yeah, I like it.
I like Africa.
Shout
out. Toto?
Yeah, it's a good continent.
It's a whole different.
Yeah.
It's a great continent.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
Isn't it the same time period song?
Yeah, but it's not the same artist. I thought we were talking about that artist.
If we're just going to pick random artists we like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I like spaghetti.
You know how I felt about Duran Duran?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the whole.
I wore out my Seven and the Ragged Tiger cassette. I had to go get a new one.
I think of those.
That was yesterday.
Of those two, I think I got to go with Shannon. Sorry, Greg. I love you.
All right, Al's decided.
Ask me anything.
You don't have to worry about offending us because you can
ask me anything.
Let's go to our other theme song right now.
Love letters to Kelly.
You write these on kidnation.com, KIDDNation.com, and we read them on the air, and Kelly gives you the advice. She is your radio life coach. Here we go. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
From Kenya, speaking of Africa.
Shout out.
I just went on a date with a guy from work, and now things are weird.
Uh-oh.
He used to come and talk to me all the time. But after one date now...
Mm-mm. Must have hit it.
First time I see him after our one date, he fist bumped me.
Yep.
Yep. The high five.
Yep. He got it, and he's done.
Yeah,
or he might not have gotten it.
No, he got it.
I thought the date went well, and I'm waiting for him to ask me out on another one, but either he's dragging his feet or he's not interested, so what do I do now?
He's not interested.
Does a fist bump mean it's over?
Yes.
I either want to date him, which hopefully leads to marriage and blue-eyed babies, or go back to being work friends. I don't want things to be all awkward.
Well,
how can I keep it casual in the workplace after a date, Kenya?
You just keep fist bumping him.
Yeah.
You just have to, that's all you can do. You have to act like it wasn't a big deal because that's the way he's taking
it. It never happened at all.
So you just go back to fist bumping, and eventually, once he realizes, okay, she's...
I hope she didn't give it up.
She, She did. Okay. No, she did.
I
based on that
did.
Letter, she did not.
She gave it up.
It was not a good date. He didn't feel a romantic connection. So now he wishes he can erase it, but he can't. So he's awkwardly trying to.
Or he's awkward because she did give it up and he's there. And
no.
He
exactly. No, yeah. You don't. You can't. No. She
didn't. Bump up, you're bumping fists after that. Yeah.
She should snail him. Snail him.
Snail him.
You know what that is?
No.
When you're trying, when someone wants to fist bump you and you think it's kind of condescending, watch. You go, under snail.
Oh, okay.
What?
How old are you?
I don't know. My roommate taught me that.
And what does it mean?
It's almost like faking someone out when they go to fist bump you because you don't want to do it.
So or you could do
you
the
slide
turkey.
Slide your hand under well, and put two
on.
Fingers
your,
up
your
so
roommate,
snails.
Your roommate taught you that. The same roommate that
I know, she's
that
trying
believes
to,
that bomb.com.
Yes.
It's still there.
The same one. Yeah. The same one. I have her back on something. Guys, not bomb.com. Just because I agree with snail doesn't mean.
I don't
mean,
have her back on the fist bump snail
I like the snail. And you have to say snail. Snail.
Yeah. Or the turkey. You go, turkey. Turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Now, what if they're trying to fist
so turkey,
bump
you? Trump, snail?
I like the turkey only because of the
sound
turkey
effects.
Gobble, gobble.
How about
I think
this?
Turkey's interesting.
Since it's awkward for a guy that you've had a date with to fist bump you,
yeah.
Maybe
that's
you take a
you
step back
it.
And do awkward turtle.
That looks like you're bowing down to
effort.
Him.
Yeah.
Well, I can't literally pull my head into my neck, Jenna, so that's the best I could do at the time. But with yoga, I hope to someday.
So he's trying to go back to friends, but it's awkward for him because he's afraid you might be looking at this as a more romantic relationship.
So he's fist bumping.
So just write this off. It's not happening. Kind of just act normal, casual. Try to go back to being friends again if you want it to be peaceful around the office.
Thank you very much.
It's working.
There it is.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're a love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Renee says, my boyfriend is making all these exciting plans with me. We're not even engaged, but he's always making future wedding plans. He's even teased me with some surprise honeymoon details.
What? He's gay. Oh,
no. He's not gay, Kelly. The problem is he's still married.
Oh.
He's been separated from his wife for a year, but he says that she's dragging her feet in the divorce proceedings and negotiations, and I'm getting all caught up in the excitement of our future together, but my mom is peeing all over my parade.
Well,
she says, I can't believe his bull until the divorce is official. Then she said something about whether he's divorced or not. He's not going to buy the cow when he gets the milk for free. So what do you think? Did I meet the man in my dreams just a little too early? Or is he just telling me what I want to hear so I'll stick around until he's officially a free agent?
I think it's a combination of everything, and you need to listen to your mother.
Uh-huh.
Hard to accept sometimes that your mom might have a point.
Yeah.
And you have to go back about 5 or 10 years down the road and say, Mom, you were right. Sorry, Mom, but sometimes you have to do that. So listen, just why don't you try it? Try say, look, when you figure it out, you come back. And if it's meant to be, he will.
Yeah.
You go figure it out. When you're divorced and you're a free man and we can truly legitimately start planning our future together, you come to me. But I'm not, you can't be doing this pipe dreams. You're wasting time. And I don't know how old you are. I'm guessing pretty young.
Yeah.
Because this is ridiculous.
Friend of a friend has a daughter that said the same thing to a man who was married and in the middle of a divorce. He's a grown daughter, obviously. And she said, based on her dad's advice, don't even come over here unless you have a divorce decree in your hand.
Exactly.
1 month later, he showed up with the divorce decree in his hand.
And that's a serious
success.
Man.
There you go.
I can't tell you how
actually,
many men.
But he made it up on his computer.
Oh, well done, sir.
Yeah. He made it on his computer and hid it. And he was still married.
See, that's the thing I found in. when I first got back
guys
in the dating scene, how many married men are up in the clubs.
Yeah.
And they will tell you anything. They'll all say, we're separated. I can't leave.
Because you don't matter to
them.
Know,
it, I don't
you
know
don't
what,
matter.
The kids, it's so hard for me to follow through with the divorce because we've got kids and da-da-da.
And
they will string you
and
along.
You swallow every word
and
of it.
A girl and a grown tail woman would swallow all of it and say, I'll wait.
Grown
I can't.
Tail
woman. I couldn't think of another word for it.
You have a tail?
Grown butt woman.
All right.
Grown butt.
What am I going to say?
Grown.
Okay.
Grown. Just grown eight.
Fall for it until you finally wake up and say, this guy is just lying to me.
Yeah.
And it happens
you
over and over. And I think this is what's happening here. He might. Have you gone to his apartment since he's left his wife? Are they, you know, he could be lying saying we're separated. Oh, but we can't go to my apartment. It's too messy, blah, blah, blah. Because he's still going home to his wife.
She might be in a coma,
you,
Kelly.
My friend,
telling you,
my friend
men
Steve,
lie.
My friend Steve had his heart broken because he rushed the divorce along at her insistence. And the minute he got it, all the excitement was gone for her and she was out of there.
Oh, wow.
It's a messy, messy.
So
why don't you just go try to find someone who's completely available?
Avoid drama. You know what? On your refrigerator, Get a circle. Draw a circle. Write the word drama in it. Put a line through it.
But
your life
20s,
will be so much easier.
But in your 20s, it's all about drama. And when you're 30s, yeah. it still has some residual effect. 40s, you're like,
you
no,
realize how stupid
done.
It all is. Like, it's just
yeah, but,
pointless. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. Here's mm-hmm. that stupid fight we told you about from Zoe. My boyfriend and I are in a huge fight.
Yeah.
Over soulmates.
Oh.
He swears up and down that I'm his soulmate. He believes with all of his heart that we were meant to be together and find each other, and it was God's plan okay. all along.
All right.
I don't believe a word of that nonsense. Yes, I love him. Yes, I'm grateful that we found each other. But I believe if it wasn't him, I would have found someone else, and I could have loved them just as deeply. That hurts his feelings. He's convinced that if I won't admit that our relationship was my predetermined destiny, then he can't be sure it's going to last forever. Now, Kelly, I'm a girl. An emotional girl who dreamed of having my pretty woman moment my whole life. And I thought I had it until all this crazy talk about soulmates came up. He won't let it go, and I can't bring myself to give in to his demands and lie and say that I believe what he believes. If he can't handle that we have different beliefs, do we stand a chance of making it forever?
It sounds like if you are...
It's a petty argument.
But you know, it hurts his feelings, first of all, and you keep having the same argument. But the guy that keeps bringing up the soulmates, too, I mean, that's just...
Where do you stand on it? Because... I used to be the person that thought that God brings two people together, and I honestly don't believe that anymore. I believe that you know that you learn about relationships and how to do them by having them, and then you get better at it, hopefully, mm-hmm. and then you finally meet someone that
you connect with.
If God did have all this predetermined stuff, he wouldn't give us the power of free will, and yeah. we make our own choices and stuff. And I'm kind of over the whole soulmate thing.
Yeah.
I think you have multiple because, I mean, how do you tell someone that loses their soulmate
right.
that was it and you're never going to find another
true.
One?
Well,
What if your soulmate lives in China? What if your soulmate
right.
walked past you in the grocery store and you're like, that's my soulmate, and then there's her husband and two kids?
Chances are you're going to find somebody wherever yeah. you live. If you live, like when I started dating Kinsey, everybody says we're soulmates, but...
Yeah.
She was about to move to New York because she wanted to go study fashion in New York. I'm pretty sure if she would have moved to New York, she would have found a dude in New York
but isn't
that
it
she would have connected with.
Timing.
Hold it's on. Just timing.
Isn't it more meaningful that you two have developed into soulmates instead of some man in the sky predetermined
right.
for you to be together?
Right.
Isn't it more... Doesn't it mean more that you two learned enough
and you
about
work
each other?
On it and
yeah.
you get in fights and you almost break up and yeah. then you get back and then you get stronger and it's something you got to work
well,
at. It's
soulmate,
not something that somebody made up for you.
The soulmate argument is ridiculous. And then if they're fighting over that, it's uh-huh. like, you know.
Yeah, what won't they fight about?
Yeah. It's a silly argument to have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it worth breaking up over? Why don't you just quit? Why don't we just do this? It's like people who have political. You have some married couples who have completely opposed political points of view. So
yeah.
you know what they made a rule? We don't talk politics.
Yeah.
Everything else is great. Everything else is great, but
yeah.
we just know about ourselves we cannot discuss politics.
But if you find that you can't talk about politics or religion with the person that you're going to live with for the rest of your life, that can be very inhibiting.
Mm-hmm. But if you... How many times do I have a political or religious discussion with my ex-husband? We didn't talk about it a lot. I mean, as long as... We just didn't... People... Forced conversations.
You, if you don't care about the topics, you know.
Yes, so why don't you just say, if you can have a legitimate, say, look, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to marry you. I want to be with you. We obviously have this different opinion about this whole soulmate concept. Let's just not talk about it anymore.
But his concern, let me say something about this. His concern is that if she doesn't consider herself, doesn't consider him a soulmate, then she's less likely to stay there forever. That's what was written in the letter. Okay?
But if he truly believes they're soulmates, then he already knows they
are. Wait. Let me finish.
Right?
Let me just finish. So if that's what he believes, that they're soulmates, then what if he believes the girl he meets tomorrow is really his soulmate? Because God brought her.
Because right. he can't change his mind like that.
He can use God to say, God did this. God.
You know, I met her for a reason.
Let's just ditch
that happened for a reason.
Thing.
When we were at the Holiday Inn in Tucson.
It gives them an
at
out.
The bar.
Soulmates.
God brought us together.
Soulmates one of those things you can't prove.
Yeah.
So let's just.
Well, how do you convince someone that they are your soulmate?
And see,
oh,
and then you get a stalker situation because there are people who are convinced of that.
How do I convince someone that he is my soulmate?
Mm. I think by writing that sentence out in blood would be the best way.
I mean, carve it in your chest.
And please use your own blood. Your own blood this time.
Or a couple of
Jenna,
bucks, so.
YOLO, go for it.
Yeah.
He won't answer the door.
Really? Then You know what? God put that lock on that door for you
to be broken.
For you to break into.
Because in the long run,
he wanted to see how much you really cared.
The ends justify the means?
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Just drive the car through the front door.
Yeah, don't you worry about that restraining order either. He just wants to see if you're willing to break the law for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't say you're not his soulmate if he's not conscious.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Did you guys think this NBA Finals is going to go seven games?
Yeah.
I was hoping it would.
Even after the Spurs won game five? Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
have just going back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been like that the entire time.
No team's won two in a row.
No.
Yeah.
They need a three. Green trying to get free. Cross court pass to Green. Green blocked by Bosch. Game over. There'll be a game seven.
There will be a game seven. LeBron put the team on his back again, and they have beaten the Spurs. In game six, and now a final game seven on Thursday.
I seriously thought it was over, too. I was laying in bed, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to watch it. Once it goes, I'll see Tony Parker throw his hands up and celebrate, and then I'll click the TV off.
I fell asleep with like 2 minutes left in overtime.
They had the trophy there. They were wheeling it out. It's like,
oops. Man.
And then they just miraculously won the game.
You can go both ways on how this is going to go. I tend to think that the Miami Heat they ran out of gas. I think that they gave... You see that a lot.
Okay.
Where a team has to overcome such obstacles just to keep the series going that they have nothing left in the tank for game seven. On the other hand, you've got the Spurs who have had this thing firmly in their grasp and let it go. And maybe that will be the determining factor. I don't know.
It's the Spurs.
I know that the Spurs were 7-point underdogs last night. They were expected to lose that game.
Yeah.
Bookmakers don't mess around. That's not like we hope. That this is their business, and they are usually right. And
you know
have the Spurs as a 7-point underdog.
The Spurs are in the business of winning, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they've won more than anybody else, it seems like. Mm-hmm. So, especially recently. They got this.
Sometimes losing is the best thing that can happen before the next game.
So I tell myself.
In this series, it is, because it means you win the next one.
Right, but
is the new winning.
It's very defeating when you're up by... You know, you're 2 seconds away from winning a championship, and then it's just taken away from you, and then it's gone, and then you just lose all motivation.
Right.
Well, the business owners appreciate it. I know I do. Anybody that's the parking lot attendants, anybody that makes money off of a crowd of people being at that arena,
that's
they appreciate an extra game.
Hard to trust.
Interesting. Yeah. The TV ratings also thank you.
Yeah. Right. And right.
ABC
thanks
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when you go, well, just how much money will that generate to have a Game 7?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say it's close to $1 billion to have a Game 7.
Game. I don't think like that. I don't think sports are, especially
I don't either.
Especially
I don't
teams.
Either, but it does give you pause.
Yeah.
The men all pause.
Yeah, the men all do pause.
Mm-hmm.
When you step into the room.
Kelly, now back to you, because I know you hate sports talk. Do you remember this guy?
Whoa, that's a full rainbow.
Yeah.
All the way.
Oh, my God.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I don't remember his name.
Rainbow.
I don't know his name. But
double rainbow guy. That's
he lives
right?
up at Yosemite in California, and he came out with his video camera, and he was obviously more stone than Cheech or Chong has ever been.
He smokes a little bit of pot here and there. And
he also said he ate some mushrooms and things.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's so happy.
He's by himself. He's by himself.
Woo!
Yeah.
Who hasn't done that?
But no one.
No, I've never tried to
do that. Everyone
hasn't done that.
Yeah.
It's like he's riding the rainbow. He screamed.
Yeah. What's his name?
Oh, my.
He goes by Yosemite Bear.
Oh,
all
okay. Right. It's
now, it is cool to see a double rainbow all the way across the sky. That's cool.
Well, now I see him all the time.
Oh, my God. It's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
And that led to a song,
whoa,
of course.
A full rainbow. Yeah. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. Double
so why am I
rainbow.
Talking about him now?
It's a double rainbow all the way.
Because he's the man on the scene for the big wildfire.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Yeah.
It's a fire.
Let's go live now to Double Rainbow Man for a report on the wildfire.
That thing is... Wow! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so big. Whoa, whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's all he had.
Are you sure he's talking about fire?
Oh, my God. Oh,
or he just... His career took a turn for the worse.
I think that might have been one of John Travolta's masseuses.
Yeah.
Right
there. That thing is... Wow! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so big. Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's the dirtiest undirty clip ever.
Oh. It really is.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he's just washing his hands. Sounds dirty.
That thing is... Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
Put it to the wash your hand song.
Crazy. And what did Jimmy Kimmel do with this Channing Tatum thing for the NBA Finals?
Oh,
you guys know about that?
So funny.
Funny video.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, it's got celebrities.
Yeah, I love the Matt Damon cameos. He's just like in, out, done. If you don't, you can't blink or you miss them. It's so cute.
I see a pretty lady across the bar.
Hold on.
I see a pretty lady across the bar. She smiles at me and gets right in my car. And I know I want a Channing on over her Tatum.
You can't say that, can you?
Well,
that's the live version. The video, the music video for it has Channing Tatum, Jamie Foxx, Gabby Sibide, Olivia Munn.
Dang.
Who else? Who else? Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend.
She's in there.
No, she's not.
No, she's not. No,
she's
JC.
Not.
He's a crazy Mexican.
All I know is I want
Miss
to know
Utah.
Where I can get me a Channing t-shirt because I want to be in the club.
You want that?
Yeah. It's so fun.
I see a pretty lady across the bar. She smiles at me and gets right in my car. And I know I want a Channing on over her Tatum.
Right. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
It hasn't been my experience, but there's science to prove it. Smart people drink more than dumb people.
Dang right, Al.
So that's saying that most alcoholics are highly intelligent?
Well, if you're highly intelligent, then you would know not to drink too much, right?
No, alcoholism is a disease. Can you be too smart to get cancer? Can you, JC?
Wow.
Better be the buzzkill.
Well, you got to pick up the bottle at some time when you're laughing and be smart enough to say, ah, no, I don't want to pick it up.
Tired of you unenlightened judgers.
You're the reason we drink.
Exactly.
I drink, too. I'm
you drinking
drink right
enough.
Now. I'm drunk.
Yes, science has proven that smarter people tend to drink more frequently and in greater quantities than their dumb friends.
Hello, right here.
Now, see, there's always exceptions to every rule.
Yes.
Here's how they did this. They went and found a group of kids who were like 16 years old, and they rated their personalities as either very dull to very bright.
Okay.
And then they followed them into their drinking years to see if the ones that were very bright, how much they would drink compared to the ones that are very dull. It turns out the very dulls stay very dull and don't drink much.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas the very brights are passed out in the corner.
Yeah.
So by dull, they mean stupid? Because
or boring.
Couldn't dull mean boring?
Yeah.
Because some smart people are very social.
No, they mean dulled intelligence.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a dull knife.
Sorry he had to dummy it down for you, Jim.
Yeah.
You need to drink more.
Yeah, buddy.
Have you ever been on one of these websites or maybe you've seen in the paper where they put the mug shots of the people that are drunk?
Yeah.
Does that look like a Mensa meeting to you?
No.
It doesn't to me.
Yeah.
They all have those bright red noses.
It looks like the dumbest people alive, actually.
Well, you do have to be smart enough, even when you're drinking, to know when to stop drinking.
Yeah, apparently
There's a limit to everything.
The smart drinkers wouldn't be drinking and driving, therefore they wouldn't have a mug shot.
There you go.
So what now? If being drunk means you're smarter, does that mean at a job interview you're like, well, I didn't finish college, but I did get a DUI?
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Guess who was just named the worst celebrity role model?
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, right?
Amanda
Lindsay
Bynes.
Lohan's mom.
Nope.
Rihanna?
Nope. Miley Cyrus. Worst celebrity role model. She can add that to being the hottest chick in, what was it?
Maxim.
Yeah. She's now the worst role model ever.
It's pretty
they say
cool.
It's because she came from Hannah, Montana. She was so huge with little girls. And then now her life is, quite a bit different than
it's
that.
All that twerking.
Anybody asked Miley, maybe she doesn't want to be a role model.
Oh, she doesn't. She gave a very revealing Rolling Stone interview that's gonna be talked about for a long time. Because Miley talked about things as controversial as smoking weed.
She said it's all good.
While she didn't admit that she does it, she said that I think alcohol is way more dangerous than marijuana.
And twerking leads to unwanted teenage pregnancy. And she is a horrible example of that.
Twerking leads to teenage pregnancy.
How so?
I will get some statistics for you as soon as I make them up.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Just because you make your booty go clap?
This was a survey of parents, okay? They asked, who's the worst role model out there? Hmm. And Miley came in number one. She beat out that teen mom.
She beat out backdoor teen
Abraham.
Mom?
Yeah, she did. Among male celebrities, Chris Brown came in number one.
Okay, I could see that.
Justin Bieber is the third worst celebrity role model. He's probably celebrating that. Yay, I only came in third. I get where the parents are going with this with Miley, because just 2 years ago, she was on Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was a little bit of an accelerated image change that should have gone slower, i.e. Selena Gomez, you know?
Baby steps.
Selena Gomez, she's kept it kind of tame for a good long time. Then she made that Spring Break movie, but she's the only one in it who really isn't. Yeah. Super bad.
Right, and the movie was rated where little children wouldn't see that.
Exactly.
That would be an adult choice. Miley's posting these things online, on Twitter, and where all of her little fans can see that.
Uh-huh. But still, she's not walking around with drugs in somebody else's pants pockets that she's wearing.
She's smoking salvia and having it videoed and putting it up online.
She's not the best. She's not the best.
Let's just be honest. Let's just get past all. That was not salvia, okay?
It was weed.
She was smoking weed, and she said it was salvia, or they said it was salvia.
Because it's
legal. Salvia is not illegal. So,
are you serious?
Yes.
Of course she was smoking weed.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
She didn't jump out of a window or anything. That's salvia.
It was really like one of the most irresponsible things she's ever done. Because we'd be far better off they copied her into weed smoking than copy her into smoking that stuff. Because that stuff is poison.
I know. I'm just copying her and twerking.
Are you?
See, I think that's a bigger problem.
Twerking?
Twerking.
No.
If you're a parent of a little girl, you have a serious problem with twerking.
This has been going on forever, Kelly. Like Michael Jackson's song about it.
Twerking?
You got me twerking, twerking day and night.
I think you misunderstood, Michael.
Everybody's twerking for the weekend.
No, I think you misunderstood Loverboy.
I don't want to twerk. I just want to lay in my bed all day.
Got me twerking 9 to 5.
Something tune. Who is that?
if you twerk it, let me twerk it. Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Mm.
Come on,
no,
Kelly.
That was that
everybody's
woman.
Everybody's twerking.
Missy Elliott, yes. Yeah.
Guys, I think our very own Kelly Raspberry voted on this poll.
Really? Why?
Because this came from couponcodesforyou.com.
That's where the survey came
from. That's where the survey came from.
Coupon codes for you.
So Kelly Raspberry is the reason Miley's the worst role model on earth.
I'm saving money and destroying celebrity reputations at the same time.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.